mellow and the stars will warm forever. And the thrush inside the nettle are sleeping. You see, in the city everyone's a walker. Myrtle takes you down to Knickerbocker. Well, that is where I paid my dues, and everyone checks out your shoes. Oh man, it's hard to shake the blues when you got 'em. So I think it's fine, I think it's fine that she's mine.
Brothers with the Calla Lily song. And you heard George Mann, Just as Dangerous Alone, a song in tribute to Ann Feeney. Birthday time. Good morning to Charlie, by the way, who knew our Afterthoughts puzzle. Mick said we could have added Land's End. I was thinking of West End, too, or East End. Happy birthday today to Cindy from Kevin and Colin. Cindy is in Westview. Lindsay of Bethel Park. Katie wishes you a happy birthday. And John Edward in Phoenixville from Dad Fred and Mom Linda of Collier, who wrote to remind us last night. Also, happy anniversary to Brian and Laura. And speaking of marriages, congratulations to Alexandra and Dominic, who were married on Friday the 13th, just yesterday. Happy birthday to you from brother and brother-in-law, Nick, and from Michael and Angie. Tomorrow, happy birthday to Alana from San Nico, daughter Vivian and husband Kevin, and Nico, who was born on the same day. Nico, I can't believe you are 19 tomorrow. Happy birthday from your family. And another anniversary, Megan and Kevin from Dick and Judy of Butler celebrate tomorrow. On Monday, happy birthday to Isaac and to Mary from Tom, Laura of Springdale from Stephen and Hannah, Jim of Bloomfield from Sean and Shannon, Joy of Hopkintown, New Hampshire from your family. Also on October 16th, we have Sarah of Mount Lebanon, Kevin of Monroeville from Beth, Brian of Dormont from Kristen, Colin and Lucy, Heather of Lawrenceville from Jason and Perry, and Chris in Jonestown, Pennsylvania, from Chuck in Mercer. Happy birthday to you, and we still have a few more birthdays to pass along. Beginning with Tuesday the 17th, happy birthday to Abby of Mount Washington, from Patrick, Gail, Duncan and Vaughn, Ryan of Florida, And Kim of the North Hills celebrates on October 17th. On the 18th, Liam of the North Side from Kyla, Bryn, Jimmy, and your whole family. And on Thursday, the 19th, Norm of Upper St. Clair from Barb, Nathan, Julie, Becca, and Catherine, Alicia, and Chuck and Mercer from Wife Doris. Finally, on the 20th, we have Sophia of Munhall, Shana of Baden from Patrick, Tobias, and Sander, Robbie of Verona, John of Grove City from Mom and Dad and Maggie May. Happy birthday, John. 20 on the 20th. And Kayla of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila in Manchester. And your whole family.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure a uniformed employee of your United States government hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade birthday card to them. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
She's gonna be tough, but if I do my best and keep my cool, I just might be smart enough. If I promise to learn something new about rocks or caves or a bat, turn in my homework when it's due, pretty sure if I do all that, this is gonna be my year. I can feel it way down here. Make no mistake, of cake. This is gonna be my year. Sometimes I'm afraid of monsters. What's that under the bed? With some help from my little sister, I can keep the nightmares out of my head. But even if I face my fears, they might not go away. One thing is really clear, I get braver every day. This is gonna be my year, I can feel it way down here. Make no mistakes, no piece of cake. This is gonna be my year.
I wanna be a home run hitter, the best player you've ever seen. I'm no star, but I'm no quitter, and I'm happy being part of the team. I made it all the way to third before I got tagged out. I was feeling pretty sad till I heard the team still cheer and shout.
This is gonna be my year. I can feel it way down here. Make no mistake, of cake. This is gonna be my year.
mistake, it's no piece of cake. This is gonna be my year. This is gonna be my year.
That is a group called Friction Farm. Speaking of years, a very happy birthday to Gideon in Penn Hills. Gideon, I hope you're listening. Gideon is going to be 2 on Monday, October 16th. Happy birthday, Gideon. And that comes to us, by the way, from Sarah and James in Chippensville. Actually, Sarah and James are in Penn Hills. How do I have Chippensville out of that? Sorry, I'm misreading a lot today. I think you're in Penn Hills this morning. I know Gideon is. Happy birthday to you, Gideon. Coming up in just 2 days. We are about to play Guess Who. We'll give you today's Guess Who initials in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the nominations for the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Choice Awards for favorite Northside small businesses, as well as information about the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
This just in, Gideon. Gideon is in Verona. They moved and are now back to the Pittsburgh area. Happy birthday, Gideon. Now let's play Guess Who. Are you ready? We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Somebody living, somebody no longer living. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name. You'll know, or at least some folks will. Here are today's initials. S. L. That's S as in Sheridan, and L as in Loretto. S. L. Could be a man, a woman, somebody from music, history, literature, theater, television, film. No matter who it is, we think you'll know who it is. And let the guessing commence. 412-200-5975. I'll do my best to let you know about guesses that are coming in from other listeners to help you narrow it down. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Tom gets us started with Stacy Ladisaw, Steve Landisberg, Staunton Lind, Sinclair Lewis, Steve Lawrence, Stan Lee, Sarah Lee, and Sonny Liston. Great guesses. John in Economy has Steve Lawrence, Spike Lee, Sean Ono Lennon, also Steve Landisberg, Sherry Lewis, good guess of the puppeteer, Sonny Landreth, and Stan Lee. None of those. Nick in New York City has Sam Levine, Susan Lucci, Stan Laurel, Sonny Liston, Stanley Livingston, Shelley Long. That might have been a good one with Frasier's debut, the reboot of Frasier. He also has Steve Lawrence, Sarah Lee, Sherry Lewis, Stephen Lang, Sidney Lumet, Stan Lee, Sean Lennon, Sharon Lawrence, and Stuart Little. None of those. This one I think is going to be tougher. We'll see how you do. Here comes John and Carrick with Stan Lee. The initials are SL. Linda has Sophia Loren and Sue Lyons. Angie and Mars has Sandra Locke, the actress, not her. John and Carrick also has Sophia Loren. James and Freiburg, always happy to have you participating in what I think is your favorite SLB game. Susan Lucci, Stan Lee, Sarah Lee, and Steve Little. Alan guesses Saturday Light Brigade. You're closer than you think, Alan. 412-200-5975. John has Sinclair Lewis, not him. And Jim in Crafton Heights has Stan Laurel. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Kathy and Ty Nesta has a guess of Sarah Lee and Stacy Leach. Guess by text, by phone, or by email. Good morning to Pat and Mona, playing along on Facebook today. Wow, so many people playing on Facebook that I've missed. Fred, Margaret, Ashley, and Anthony. Thank you. And the guesses just keep coming in, and we're thrilled to play along with you as we play Guess Who. The initials SL, Patrick in Stanton Heights, is the first person to get the correct answer. He also guessed Stan Laurel, Stanley, Spike Lee, Sophia Loren, Sean Lennon, Sinclair Lewis, and Stanley Livingston. Shorty Long guessed by Mike and Mars, and that's one of those guesses that I know Mike is wondering if I should look up. Shorty Long and the Jersey Horns. Wow. A Boston based party band known as the Jersey Shore's hottest party band, according to their own website. Shorty Long. A good guess. You've introduced me to somebody new. Sheldon Leonard from John and Carrick. Great guess. And Sonny Leone, Stan Lee, Spike Lee, Sophia Loren, and the correct answer from John and Addie. And East Air, Sam and Nate's family are listening in Grove City, and they guessed Sherry Lewis. A great guess. 412-200-5975. Steve in Squirrel Hill has Sheldon Leonard. Good morning, Steve. And Bill in Homer City has a guess of Shelley Long. Neither of those is it. Whole bunch more just coming in. St. Louis, guessed by John and Carrick. Always good to cover your bases. It's not St. Louis. Gail has the correct answer. And Gail also has Stan Lee, Susan Lucci, Spike Lee, Sean Levy, Sean Lennon, Sarah Levy, Stephen Lang, and Sue Lyon. Patrick Flaherty has Simon Legree. Patrick's from South Park, great guess, but not who it is. Jim in Crafton Heights has Stuart Little and Susan Lucci, and Kathy and Ty Nesta has Sean Lennon, as well as Sonny Liston and Sugar Ray Leonard. Great guesses. Bill in Homer City has Stanley Livingston. So we only have two guesses so far. Not sure I can give you much of a hint for this week's answer, SL. We'll let you know that he is a contemporary figure. Perhaps that helps. 412-200-5975. Best known with respect to films. Annie submits Santa Lucia and Stanley, and Matt thinks it could be Sugar Ray Leonard or Scott Langford. Neither of those. Mick has a guess of Sonny Liston. And Annie, I missed it. Scott Lang, not Langford. Scott Lang. So let's see, we have 1, 2, 3 correct answers so far this morning. 412-200-5975. The initials are SL. And we hope you'll guess if you would like to. We are looking for a male, still very much alive. Oh, Margaret! Not having the clue, of course. She just guessed Summer Lee. That's a great guess. 412-200-5975, a Saturday Light Brigade charge. So far, to those who have come up with the correct answer, we still have more time for you to guess. S-L, S-L. Are this morning's initials, and do you need a little music to guess by? I know I would at this point. So here, the Plate Scrapers.
Well, I get up in the morning just to put on my favorite brew. Looking at the sink, thinking about what I gotta do. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But I start off with the plates, clean off every hot sauce stain. Knives and forks and spoons on my coffee ground, just clog the drain. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Lies a formidable foe, that unidentifiable black goo from a week ago. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But the job is nearly over and my fingers look like prunes.
Whiskey for breakfast, about the only thing that cures my mood. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Clean place to eat, place to sleep, place to weep, place sit down and prop your feet. Well, the dishes are done, and the coffee is hot. So let's fry some bacon in that black shining pot. Everybody grab a clean dish and pile on whatever you got.
By request, the plate scrapers at the Saturday Light Brigade. And SLB was closer than you might have thought, Alan. SL are the initials, but you would almost think it was SLB. We're playing Guess Who. The initials are SL, and it's a contemporary person. We're looking for some new guesses. Just coming in as the song you heard just played. And let me make sure I'm not missing anybody. Sinclair Lewis from Kathy and Ty Nesta. Stuart Little from Bill in Stanton Heights. Good morning, Bill. And Simon Legree from Jim in Crafton Heights. Sergio Leone from Mick in St. Clair. And from John in Carrick. Charlie has Sarah Lee. Nobody doesn't like her. Sue Lyon and the wild card sore loser. None of those is it. Sydney Lumet. I believe that's from Rich. And Mary has, or Tom, I'm sorry, has Stephen Lang. Scott Lowell from Kathy. So SL, the initials, not Sean Levy, and not Sergio Leone. This one's a little tough, I think, depending on your habits, and it is a contemporary person. Born June 11th, 1986, considered an actor, performance artist, and filmmaker. S.L., the initials. Broke out in several successful films in 2007, including Surf's Up and Disturbia. And has since been in quite a few films. And also came to fame as part of a Disney Channel program for which he received the Young Artist Award. At the age of 15 and 16. 412-200-5975. We'll see if that helps you at all. Not Stephen Lord. Not Simon LeBon. That's from Nick in Mars. Annie mentioned Samuel L. Jackson. Annie also just got the correct answer, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. We'll give you just another moment or two to come up with it. 412-200-5975. I hate to give it away when somebody might know the correct answer. So we'll give you just another minute or two to come up with it. 412-200-5975. Patrick of Stanton Heights. Did come up with the correct answer. And we appreciate all the guesses that are coming in. And Shannon is out in Clarion. And Shannon, I'm glad you know the correct answer. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Did you know this right away? Was it one of the first ones you guessed, or did you go through some others too?
When I heard you say that it's SL, but it might as well be SLB, I got it.
Excellent. And who is it we're looking for?
It's Shia LaBeouf.
Absolutely. Well done. I don't know Shia LaBeouf very well. I know his picture to see him, but I haven't seen much of his work. Have you?
I've seen quite a few of his movies. There's one of his movies, I think it's called Honey Bear or Honey Bee or something like that. That's one of my favorites.
He seems to be, you know, an engaging kind of character. Honey Boy 2019, that might be the one.
That's what it is, yeah. Yeah, it's a really good film.
But what are you up to today? I assume it's probably raining. It is here in Pittsburgh. Are you seeing rain out there as well?
Yeah, it's been raining since I opened my eyes this morning. Me and my wife are just going to head into town and do a little shopping.
Well, I hope you have a good day. I'm glad you're able to be with us Saturday mornings. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we enjoy you.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Thanks. Take care. Yep. Thank you so much for being with us. That's Shannon in Clarion. And Shannon is a member of a very small population this morning. Mary in McCandless also knew Shia LaBeouf. And Gail had that answer. John and Addie in Easter had it. Patrick in Stanton Heights, along with Gail, also had the correct answer. And that's it. If you had the correct answer and I missed it, my apologies, but those are all the correct ones that came in this morning. Oh, Jim in Crafton Heights, I'm sorry, and Annie in Eastern PA. I forgot about those very recent ones. Well done, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. A few weeks ago, when the Balkan Babes were here, one of their members requested that we play a classic Saturday Light Brigade game that we haven't played in quite a while. And, sir, if you remember making that request, you're going to hear that game played at our next segment. We hope you'll be around for it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Shannon and his wife's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
No need to get up. Oh, there's mud in my cup. I'm staying in bed till all the papers get read. Day off boogie with you. I'm still in my socks. Sugar you want, honey, that's what I've got. I'll take a shot, ready or not. Oh, this bag of bones just wants to stay home. Oh man, I hope it keeps on snowing. The dishes can stay
all day,
all right where they lay,
till we put them away.
And that laundry pile will have to wait a while. Day off boogie with you. Yeah.
Victor and Penny at the Saturday Light Brigade. I didn't play that for that reason, but I met a little girl named Penny at the Children's Museum this week. She pointed out to me that it's not Penelope, but Penny. And I would guess her age to be about 3. Actually, I asked if I could guess her name, and she told me the first letter was P. And Penny was my first guess, which made both of us very happy.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Now, we are going to play a game that is best remembered as being called Number Stompers. Number Stompers. It's a game, it's a little bit like As Who. We are going to give you some equations or descriptions of things, but we're going to leave out some of the words, and it's up to you to figure out the words. I'll give you an example. We could give you 12 eyes in an F. 12 eyes in an F. And you need to figure out the I and the F. Do you have it? It's 12 inches in a foot. 12 inches in a foot. So we'll give you some to work out, and I want to encourage you to challenge me with your own number stomper. So here's one for you now. 12 E's in a D. 12 E's in a D. and 360 D's in a C, 12 E's in a D, and our second one is 360 D's in a C. Share your answer with us at 412-200-5975 and submit an equation of your own. I hope you'll consider joining us on the air, and I'll see if I can figure out your number stomper. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck as we play number stompers today. Mike and Mars, even though he's recovering from a Friday the 13th wedding of his daughter, just came up with the answer to 12 E's in a D. And Nick, equally recovering, came up with 360 D's in a C. We'll leave those open for you for just another minute or two. Susie in Alexandria is giving me 365 or 366 D's in a Y. I think that would be days in a year. Mick just challenged me with one. I'll give it a little bit of thought. Kathy knows 12 E's in a D and 360 D's in a C. And Matt just got the latter of those two. So it's 360 degrees in a circle and 12 eggs in a dozen. Now Nick just gave, or not Nick, Mick, I'm sorry, Mick just gave me 10 D's in an E. 10 D's in an E. $10 and no. Dimes? No. Oh, no, I thought I had it. Well, we'll see if you know it. 10 D's in an E. Oh, wow. Oh, Mick, that's a tough one. He just sent me the answer. You'd have to be a numismatist to get that. Mike, 8 P's in the SS, not counting P. Am I reading that correctly? That's a tough one. Oh, there's a lot coming in here to challenge me here. 8 P's in the... Oh, very good, very good. That's 8 planets in the solar system, not counting Pluto. Has to be, right? Bugler? Thank you. So 10 D's in an E is $10 in an Eagle U.S. coinage. And here's one that's just come in. 20 N's in a D. 20 N's in a D. Oh, I know that one. Do you? 20 N's and a D? We'll leave that for you. Annie says 30 D's in N, A, J, and S. Oh, I think I know that one, but we'll leave that out for just a little bit. Jim, one P and one N in H, one proton and one neutron in a hydrogen, right? Yes, one proton and one neutron in hydrogen. I just felt obliged to come up with that one. Kathy and Tynestin is 20 N's in a D. As Susie and Alexandria offered, it's 20 nickels and a dollar. So the only one we have out right now is from Annie and Matt. 30 D's in N, A, J, and S. I'm going to add this one, 10 T's on two F's. 10 T's on two F's. 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. The only ones we have out now are the one I just gave, 10 T's on two F's, and 30 D's in N, A, J, and S. That one's tricky. How about this one? 18 H's on a GC. 18 H's on a GC. Jim just got 30 days in November, April, June, and September. And Nick quickly came up with 10 toes on 2 feet. Kathy also knew 30 days in November, April, June, and September, as well as 10 toes on 2 feet. And Gail just came up with 18 H's on a GC. Mick is challenging me here with 7 D's in SW. 7 D's in SW. I'm going to work on that one. Gail, it's 18 holes on a golf course. 18 holes on a golf course. Well done. Wow, Mick, Gail says yours is 7 days in a single week. Is that right? 7 days in a single week. Oh my, Kathy. My 18 holes on a golf course, she says 18 holidays on a Gregorian calendar. If that's true, that's amazing. Oh, wow. So 7 D's in SW is not 7 days in a single week. I mean, it does work. That's a great answer. But Mick had something different in mind. Kathy and Tynesta also had 7 days in a standard week. Gail had that too. Mike just offered 54 C's and a D, including the J's. I think that's 54 cards in a deck, including the jokers. So do you know what Mick was looking for in 7Ds? In SW, 7Ds in SW. 412-200-5975. And I'm going to add one more of my own. Gail just got it. Seven dwarves and Snow White. Seven dwarfs and Snow White. Charlie just has given us 6W of L. 6W of L. I have not the slightest. 412-200-5975. I think we've answered everyone we have out right now. So let me give you, except that one. Here's one that I think is a little tough. Two S's to every S. Two S's to every S. And I'll add 5 L's on an MS. 5 L's on an MS. 6 weeks of Lent, writes Gail, for Charlie's 6 W's of L. I think that's what Charlie was looking for. Well done, Gail. Gail's getting a lot this morning. So two S's to ES. To every S. Two S's to every S is the only one that's currently outstanding. Thank you for spending some time together on a rainy Saturday. And here comes Benita in Washington, Pennsylvania. Hi, Benita. Good morning. How are you? Oop, hang on, Benita. I'm not pressing buttons hard enough. There we go. Now you're there.
Hi.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So did you have the answer to one of these, or did you have one to try on me?
I had the 6W of L right when someone else had it. But then I said 2S to every S is two sides to every story.
Wow. Those were both hard ones, I think. And two sides to every story I thought was especially hard. Would you like to try another one? We do have 5 L's on an MS, which is...
5 L's on an MS.
That one's a little hard. It might help if I sang it to you. 5 L's on an MS. 5 L's. 5 L's on an MS. 5 L's. It might not help either.
5 L's on an MS. That sounds so familiar and I can't think of it.
Well, if somebody had, let me just think. It's a noteworthy answer. It's a noteworthy answer. Let's see. It's hard.
Wow.
Well, this is good. We can leave it out for somebody else. Here's another musical one. 88 Ks on a P.
88 keys on a piano.
There. Nobody goes away without getting a correct one. Bonita, thank you for checking in with us this morning. Let's give you one more. 26 L's in the A.
26 letters in the alphabet.
You're very quick at these. Two W's on a B?
Two W's on a P.
On a B. B as in boy. Two W's on a B.
I don't know. 2 weeks on a boat?
That would be great. Let's make it that. We'll leave that one open along with five L's on an MS, and hopefully we'll get the correct answer from somebody else. Thank you for checking in with us and for being with us. Take care. That's Bonnie, and or Bonita, I should say. And let's see if we have any additional correct answers. I'm checking. No, it looks like we're still looking for five L's on an MS. Oh, two W's on a B. Mick said two wings on a bird. That's not the answer I was looking for, but that is a perfectly fine answer. There's another one, though, that also fits. I'm impressed that Bonita got two sides to every story. That's a tough one. Please feel free to challenge me if you care to. Annie got the five lines on a musical staff or music staff. And Gail got two wheels on a bike. That's the one I was looking for. And James and Sarah from Verona with Gideon got five lines on a music staff as well. Let's see how you do with this one. This one's a little less straightforward. 10 D's in a USPN. 10 D's in a USPN. And how about 90 D's in an RA? 90 D's in an RA. 412-200-5975 as we play Number Stompers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Please challenge me with your own if you care to. I'd love to see if I can solve them. Ricky's taking a call right now, and I almost heard her say the answer, but the idea is to see if I can come up with it. And this person's going to join us on the air, which is terrific. Let's see who we've got. here. I pressed the button extra hard this time. It's Johanna in Homestead. Hey, Johanna.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well myself. Okay, I got a good one for you.
Okay.
There's 18W on a BR.
Is this one we could sing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's a great one. Do you think we should sing it? It might be nice to sing it. I mean, we don't have to sing
it
together, but I'll... there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
Yeah! that is really an absolutely... That makes my day. I would never have come up with that as a clue, and that's a wonderful one.
Oh, thank you. I actually sing it to my baby all the time. It's one of my favorite songs now.
And what's your baby's name?
Oh, Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. How old is he?
He's about, I don't know, 16 months now. It's hard to keep track of the months after he's a year old, you
know? Isn't it? Yeah, that's about the same age as... a grandniece of mine who I just keep, her name is Lily, and she just keeps growing and growing. Is he walking or trying to walk yet?
Oh my gosh, he climbs. He does all sorts of things now. You can't keep a hold of him anymore.
Is he your first?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because we program children very gently to wake you up early on a Saturday morning so that you can be with us. That's part of the process here. So.
Oh my gosh, you're not kidding. He was up at 5 in the morning this morning.
I bet. It's something. Well, we shall play that song shortly. There's a few other answers I need to acknowledge, but we'll play that 18 Wheels on a Big Rig because you could use that to just power through the day. Johanna, thank you for calling us. Take care. That's Johanna calling from Homestead. And we just have a few more to acknowledge, and I want to be sure we get them all. Mick knew we were looking for 90 degrees in a right angle. And I'm quickly want to give you 12 O's in a C of P. 12 O's in a C of P. And Mike, very good. 6 W's of HVIII is 6 wives of Henry VIII. Excellent. And three C's and an F from Russ, I think. 3 C's and an F, 3 coins and a fountain. And here's one, 4 L on a T. 4 L's on a T from a boy. 4 legs on a tiger? Could be. Cappy and Tionesta. Need 90 degrees in a right angle. So did Mick in St. Clair. Jim got 10 digits in the United States phone number, which I gave out earlier. Carrie knew 2 wheels on a bike. And here's one, 99 BBs on 1 W. 99 BBs on 1 W. 99 bottles of beer on 1 wall. Thank you. Who sent that? I don't know if we have the name of the person who sent that. Most of our names are correlated, and I don't know who sent that, but thank you. Please let us know who you are. 99 bottles of beer on one wall. And speaking of liquids, 12 O's in a C of P is 12 ounces. in a can of pop. And Ruth said 49 D's in the O, 49 days in the Omar. And that is the 49 days between Passover and Shavuos. And she did say, you're going to need to probably be Jewish to come up with this correct answer. I would never have gotten that. Jim says 50 W to LYL, 50 weeks to I don't know. I wish I did, but I don't. Jim needs to quickly give me the answer. Oh, Chris from Pitcairn, thank you. Chris is the person that I was looking for earlier with the answer to 99 bottles of beer on one wall. So the only one we have left out is Jim's, and he'll give us the answer soon. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Well done. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, 18 W's on a BR.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
Folks, if that wasn't impressive enough, we will now count in harmony.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
My fine good buddy, now let's back the big rig on up.
Oh, there's 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wheels on the big rig.
And now we're going to count the even number of wheels.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on the big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
And now, Ezra's moving into the passing lane. On the other side of the big rig where he'll be counting the odd-numbered wheels.
Oh, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 wheels on a big rig.
No, he messed it up.
I got all of them.
You're
I didn't
not
miss.
Supposed
I got every one.
In
I, didn't
the
miss,
way.
I didn't miss one. You're and if you're so smart, then just go ahead and count it off in Roman numerals, little filler.
Okay, I will. Just a minute. Oh, there's I
wheels on a big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, so what are you gonna do?
I'll now divide the wheels of a big rig by the number pi to its 10th place and somewhere over the rainbow. Oh, there's 3.1415932516247 somewhere through the rainbow on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.